This right now feels no different than watching Instagram stories. And, you know, because most people aren't doing like the long format stuff yet. And if they are, it's kind of, it's bad. You know, it's like, oh, I'm walking down the street talking, you know, it's my video blog where it's just I'm rambling and it's not well produced.
Yep. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Nils Smith. I'm joined by my co-host, Nick Runyon. Nick, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Nils. What is on your mind today?
Well, it's a hot topic, and I felt like, and I called you or texted you first thing and said, IGTV, we got to talk about it. We need to have a conversation about this because Instagram made a big announcement yesterday, unexpected announcement, at least from my perspective. And now it's live today. So what are your thoughts, IGTV, 24 hours in?
I think the word TV is really interesting. So, you know, for old fogies like you and I that are over the age of 30, TV is, you know, a box in the living room or a screen in the living room that is plugged into, you know, DirecTV or whatever.
Yep.
But we've seen this with like YouTube TV and TiVo, you know, when that came out, the whole DVR thing, they use the TV, even the icon, like you were mentioning. So like IGTV, they've got the little box with the antenna on top, even though the antenna has been dead for, you know, years.
Yes.
I just thought that was curious. And it makes me wonder, is this just for brands and like people that want to kind of go all in on a TV channel? Like, is that going to be how people view this?
It's so interesting and it's so wide open. And I think at the end of the day, with so many new mediums, we don't know where they want to go with it. What we know from Instagram is they say they want this to be long form, high quality vertical video. So what we've known of vertical video, and Snapchat essentially made vertical video popular. Instagram Stories has brought it to the masses, but vertical video has been shot with your mobile device, not edited, and just quickly uploaded. And it's almost as if vertical video, the value is the authenticity of the simplicity of it and not the overproduced, as you said, brands jumping on this platform. But it's almost as if Instagram is saying, no, we want the opposite of what has been vertical video to date. It's a big risk, seemingly out of nowhere, and Instagram that seems to do nothing but win is taking a big risk here. Because they could just keep winning and honestly just keep creating filters for Instagram stories and fun stuff with that. They don't need to do something new, but they've hit 1 billion active users now, and now they're offering up this new platform. It's fascinating.
I don't do a lot of video editing. Our team is amazing at that, and they do awesome work, and I get to look at it and say, oh, yeah, that is really good. I have no idea how that sausage is made. Does After Effects have, like, vertical ratio, you know, capabilities? Can I take, you know, 4K or 5K video off of a high-end camera and edit it in that way? I mean, you must be able to, right?
Yeah, let me explain to you, Nick, how video editing works. I don't have a clue. If it can't be done in iMovie, and even if it can be done in iMovie, I probably can't do it. If it's not a matter of trimming a clip, I will say that my team took this, you know, last night when I saw the announcement, I was like, guys, I need a video for IGTV to test. They took one of my old vlogs. I uploaded about an hour ago to IGTV. I actually tried to take a vlog that was you know, the wide format, normal, as I would say as an old man, and tried to upload it, and Instagram wouldn't take it, so they clipped it down for me. I'm assuming they literally just did that in Premiere. I don't even know what they edited it in. So I don't know how they did it, but they clipped it down pretty quickly. It's not ideal. This video is not made for Instagram. You can see that even like logos and different things are cut off within the video, but I wanted to get a video up. So honestly, formatting wise, we're going to have to do another video with how to do vertical video, high quality vertical video with somebody like Nico Valle or some of those really smart creative folks. But I'll tell you what I've learned, Nick. I and you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, is I uploaded it. Normally, you know, what I find in my numbers on Instagram is that I average about 300, maybe 250 to 300 on my Instagram stories. And I average about 1,000 to 1,400 video views on just regular posts that I post on my Instagram account. Within 1 hour, I've had 27 views on IGTV. Not a lot of eyeballs as I would expect on a new platform. Now, a lot of people are still going to be downloading it. We'll see. But from a creator standpoint, just in the first day, I'm a little hesitant where I remember Periscope getting on early days and it just being like, I remember my first Periscope. I think I had 2,500 people streaming that first Periscope. And it was amazing. You know, it was kind of like this, holy cow, this is like, do I really want to invest more time to edit other videos or even create native videos for this? That's my first take 1 hour in as a creator.
Well, I was watching it a little bit today and here was my thought. It's like this right now feels no different than watching Instagram stories and, you know, because most people aren't doing like the long format stuff yet. And if they are, it's kind of, it's bad. You know, it's like, oh, I'm walking down the street talking, you know, it's my video blog where it's just, I'm rambling and it's not well produced.
Yep.
You know, I think, when does Major League Baseball come out and air baseball games in vertical format on IGTV? Yep. You know, when can I start looking at, you know, watching other sporting events? When can I get like interviews, you know, have Sports Center, or other non-sport things, you know, music videos. We were talking about music videos in vertical format, you know, what if you did MTV, like old school? I love old school MTV, by the way, like when they used to play music videos all the time.
What was the top 10 countdown, top 30 was every day.
Vertical format, high production value, music video channel, you know, stuff like that. That'll be really interesting because right now it's just like, it's all the same old stuff that I get on regular Instagram stories.
Totally. And well, and I'm curious too, like ESPN, does ESPN create a show and they're doing that talk, you know, right there on, or highlights of the Cardinals, you know, they put that on there and you're following that channel. There's a huge opportunity here. The creatives are going to win in this space. I feel like it's like a new Vine. As an old man, I do have a level of pessimism because it's
fully embraced it.
I know. I mean, my bald head just clearly I cannot even like hide it physically. But my internal side too is like, I mean, even Snapchat. I remember the first time I looked at Snapchat, I was just like, this is stupid. But I've got to learn it, you know. And Instagram was kind of one of those that were like, this is cool. Instagram's been around for so long though, and it just has steadily. It's kind of been that just steady win after win after win of early on. It was just cool filters on pictures. Well,
I think you make a good point about the creatives because Instagram, like in their DNA, is the maker creative community.
Yes.
You know, it's always been the people that win there are the ones that are doing, really kind of like high end stuff on a mobile phone. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you captured that sunset photo off of your iPhone or whatever.
Yep. You know who I think is going to win here, Nick, is those that have prioritized Instagram to date and now have a new medium that's even better for their content. So I think about there are so many great like foodies on there. What a great opportunity now to create your own food show and do it in high production. Get a high-end Blackmagic camera or Canon or whatever high-end cameras are that, you know, the people are using to create this, do it in vertical and edit it professionally and create your show on Instagram. I think those that have been really building that audience today, the biggest challenge with Instagram is it's very hard to grow an audience on Instagram. In many ways, you have to move people over to it, but there are some people that have really hustled that audience over the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years on Instagram and now have an audience with a medium that's going to better engage that audience. I'm curious though, if this medium is going to be able to introduce brands to new audiences, because that's been challenging in the past with Instagram. I'm also curious too, how they're going to integrate advertising into this. And it might be a year or 2 years before they do that. But Instagram, they're thinking ahead. with this. And it's almost as if we're trying to get into their heads to understand why they did this and where they're going with it, where they want us to go with it, so we can optimize our content for it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just on that point, I think it's always important to understand, like, what's the business model? What's the intent of these online services or platforms that we are using? Yep. You know, our friend Holly talks a lot about, like, you're just renting space. Like, yes. You know, they don't owe you anything. And so you kind of have to understand, what is it that Instagram's trying to accomplish? How do I fulfill my mission, like, through that? How do I come in line with that where it makes sense in order to really make it work and yeah. gain that audience? So,
yeah. So Nick, if you're a church leader today, yeah. Instagram announced that yesterday, what are you doing this afternoon? What are you doing tomorrow to maximize this window? Or are you sitting and waiting? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm pulling together my content team and I'm saying, hey, how do we start shooting and producing high quality, long form video in a vertical format?
Yeah.
And let's just start putting it out there. What do we have in our archives that can be repurposed today in a new format? Because now all of a sudden, if you've been doing this for a while, like video production,
yep,
you might have an instant channel with deep content sets.
Yep.
Just by kind of re-editing what you already have in the can. So that's the first place I'd look. And then I think in days to come, we're going to understand, oh, wait, there's other things here that we can be doing with this. That's the exciting part.
Yeah, that's a good word.
What do you think?
I'm with you. I think at the end of the day, don't wait and see. It's jump in and do and see what works. I think you're right, though, is the high quality language is very important here. Because a lot of times in the past, what I feel like we've talked about is just do it and get out there. But I think do it well and get out there is important in social media across the board. But I think in Instagram, they were emphasizing that with this platform is high quality is critically important. Is don't just, I mean, and maybe you can capture on your phone, but think through the edits. Be intentional with some of the content you're creating. This is not Instagram stories. This is Instagram TV. This is IGTV. This is a different thing, and so we have to treat it differently and create high quality content. But I think we got to be really intentional. We got to be really creative. I would debate, Nick, of what to do first. Whether it's and maybe it depends on your church. If you can do, and you and I were talking about this beforehand, if you got a great worship band, I think a great first thing is to like literally get your worship band out there tonight. Maybe you have a band practice. We're gonna do a music video tonight. We're gonna capture this, record it. And I'm gonna stay up all night to get this. Tomorrow we have a music video released. Maybe it's a sit down conversation with your pastor, and you're doing like a Q&A, but think vertically with it. Maybe it's something with your youth group and you're going to like, let's make just a sketch, a 3-minute, 5-minute sketch, that we're going to just have some fun and do a ridiculous video, to capture some attention with it. I don't know, do something, but do it creatively, do it with high quality, and have fun with it. I think the worst decision that church leaders can make though today is just to say, you know what, this is stupid. Because that's what we too quickly said with social media, is that it's stupid and it's a waste of time. I don't think you're going to waste your time. Even if IGTV disappears in a year, I don't think you're going to waste your time being creative, investing in some creative content this week to jump on IGTV.
Good points. Good tips.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. If you would, leave a review on iTunes. It would mean the world to us. Thanks for listening and share this with a friend.